our voices and begin to praise the name of Jesus right now. Come on, would you lift your voice in this room today? Come on, begin to magnify the name of the Lord. Come on, invite His presence in this place with your worship. Invite His presence in this place with your worship today. There's no place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be than here in your love, here in your love. No place I'd rather be. I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. Here in your love. Here in your love.
No place I'd rather be.
Oh, no place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. Here in your love. Right now, come on, begin to touch heaven right now. Come on, invite Him into this place today. I want to be in the presence of the Lord. I want to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Gates of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Open the floodgates
of heaven,
let it rain, let it rain. Open,
open the floodgates of heaven.
Better is one day in your house. House of victory. I'm glad to be in a house where he does miracles, signs and wonders. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 This time tonight, we're going to do things a little bit differently. We don't have anybody to do the announcements, take up the offering. But we're going to get our ushers ready at this time. If you see an empty spot, fill it. There probably is one. Hallelujah. Let's sing tonight as the ushers come to take up our tithe and offering. I've touched the hem of your garment, and I have felt the leading of your hand. But today my eyes look much higher to see the face of the great I am.
More of you.
fill your mind right now. Come on, ask him. Fill me up, Jesus. I need you, Lord. More of you, Jesus. More of your face. More of your glory in this place. More of you, Jesus.
More of you, Jesus. More of your name. More of your glory in this place.
Say it again.
More of you, Jesus. More of your face.
Come on, begin to cry out to heaven right now. Come on, would you lift your voice? Lift your heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, right now in this place, begin to lift your voice. I wonder if somebody would just tap into the presence of the Lord right now. Come on, tap into him. Come on, tap into his presence right now. Come on, somebody become a funnel in this house. Say, God, flow through me right now. God, begin to work through me. I feel the Holy Ghost beginning to flow right now into this place. There is a presence of God that is beginning to move. Come on, somebody begin to be a conduit for the Holy Ghost to move where two or three are gathered together in his name. There he is, right in the middle of them. God is in this place. God is in this place. Somebody begin to walk in the authority of the Holy Ghost right now. Come on, that's it. Continue to pray. Continue to press in. Continue to press into the kingdom of heaven right now. Come on, continue to press into the glorious kingdom of heaven right now. Come on, there is a beautiful presence of the Lord that is sweeping in this house. You can have a miracle right now. You can get your confidence back in this place. You can get your faith restored in this place. You can get your mind renewed right now in the presence of the Lord. Somebody begin to reach out to heaven right now. Hallelujah. We're going to park right here for a few moments. I see no reason to rush past the move of the Holy Ghost. I see no reason to rush past his presence in this house. We're going to park right here. We're going to stop and tarry for a moment in the presence of the Lord. Oh, if you feel to lay your hand on somebody, begin to lay your hand on them right now. Pray the prayer of faith over them. I pray somebody would receive a miracle in this house. Somebody receive deliverance in this house. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, reach your hand over. I believe God wants to work right now. God wants to heal right now. Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Come on, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost right now. We're on track with what God wants to do in this house. If we never open up to a scripture, God is here. If we never say one more thing, God is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe God wants to work right now. I believe God wants to move right now. It's time for somebody to get their confidence in God back. It's time for somebody to open their spiritual eyes in this place. It's time for somebody to stop looking at the physical and start looking at the spiritual dimension. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. But tonight, we are utilizing weapons that are not carnal, weapons that are not made with the hands of men, but they are weapons to the pulling down of strongholds. My God, we are going to have victory. We are going to have dominion. We are going to have power. Woo! Somebody engage with that unseen warfare tonight. Somebody engage with that unseen warfare. He said, the enemy comes not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. We are going to see the abundance of God. Come on, I feel this right now. Continue to pray. But if you would you make your way to the front? Come on, family to family. If you don't have your family with you, link together, young people. Come on, somebody, let's just make a line across this building. We got enough room up here in the front. We're going to bind together. We're going to link up together, all together, everybody. Begin to grab somebody's arm. Grab somebody by the hand. We're going to bind together in the speak. There is nothing like, but when the people of God bind together to pray, oh, we're going to see something break open. I feel it. Do you feel it already? Something's breaking open right now. We're going to have revival. We're going to have revival. Woo! Come on, link up together. Yes! 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 My God, we're declaring war tonight upon the adversary of our souls. There's something that's breaking open in this house. Don't stop. Don't stop, but continue to pray. Continue to reach in. Continue to press. Press into the kingdom. Press. Oh, yes. Come on, some of you need to start interceding right now. Some of you need to begin to go to that place of intercessory prayer. Some of you need to go to that place where there's a burden in your gut and you cannot get rid of it, but to groan before the Lord. This is warfare. This is warfare. We're not fighting physical warfare. We are fighting spiritual warfare tonight. Ah.
Oh, come on, that's it. Press your way in. Press your way in. Press your way in. Press your way into the glory of God. Press your way into the presence of God. Oh, Jesus. Come on, it's time for some of you young people to develop an intercessory kind of prayer. Come on, it's time for you to go deeper than, oh God, I need you. Come on, somebody grab a hold of something down deep. Oh God, I didn't come tonight to just go through a couple of motions, but oh God, I'm lifting up Bible Pentecostal Church. I'm holding up my pastor. I'm holding up those that are sick. I'm holding up those who are struggling tonight. I'm holding up those who are fighting a battle they cannot win on their own. I'm bearing a burden tonight. Oh, I'm underneath the load of the burden tonight. Yes, yes, yes. Come on, continue in that spirit. Come on, continue in that spirit. Yes, the Holy Ghost is still moving. The Holy Ghost is still moving. Why don't you kick it into a lower gear? Begin to follow the Holy Ghost. Come on, follow Him where He wants to lead you right now in prayer. Follow Him where He wants to take you in prayer. Come on, pray like you have never prayed. Come on, go to that place that you were always afraid of. Come on, go to that place that you never wanted to go. You felt like you were going to lose control. Go there. Come on, it's time to pray. It's time to get in deep with the Holy Ghost tonight. Let Him lead you right now. Let Him guide you right now. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Take me where you want me to go tonight. Put that burden on me. Come on, somebody needs to ask Him. Place that burden on me. God, you can trust me with this burden. God, you can put this on me tonight. I'll carry this burden tonight. I'll carry this burden tonight. Come on, carry that burden tonight. Carry it tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. tonight. I have a whole message. I'm not going to preach it tonight, but we're right in line with what I was going to preach. But I believe right now that God is calling some people to intercessory prayer. Not everybody's going to do it. Not everybody's going to answer. And I'm not talking about just in church services. I'm not talking about when you feel like the church service isn't going right, and so instinctually you get emotional and you want to try to change the tide. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with feeling like you want to pull a church service along. That's good. But it goes deeper than that. See, right now this church is in a very vulnerable place. I'm not making a statement that is not obvious to everybody here. But what we need in this time is not just to acknowledge where we are as a church, but we need to fight back against the forces of darkness. That I'm not being exaggerative tonight, this is not hyperbole, that want to shut us down. When I tell you tonight that hell does not want us to be in business as a church, that's not hyperbole. He wants us to close down. He wants you to backslide. He wants you to walk away from God and never look back. And I'm telling you, right now, as God is my witness, it's happening. Not all across. I'm not talking about in North America. I'm not talking about far away from here. I'm talking about right here in this church. The devil is after. I'm not talking about life and we got sick and sickness happens and we got a flat tire. That's life. But I am telling you tonight, if I may be so bold, under the authority of God tonight and by his word, there is an attack that is focused and fixed on this church right now. Hell does not want us to stay open. Hell does not want us to get, and I'm not just talking that we're going to stay open and that's victory. I'm talking about hell doesn't want the revival that God is desperately wanting to bring to this church. And what we have to do right now, we are at the Jordan River right now, and we have a choice to make. We can bring back an evil report, and we can say there's just no way we can make it through with the kind of odds that we are up against. There's just no way that those giants of the land are not going to stomp us out as grasshoppers. Or we can stand up with boldness and with courage that does not make sense and begin to declare, I will do whatever it takes to see God work in this city. I want to inspire, if only a handful of people tonight, to get some iron in your gut and say, I will stand. If that's all I can do, I will stand. If that's all I can muster up, I will not bow. I will not quit. I'm not going to backslide. I'm not going to walk away. You know what I'm going to do instead? I'm going to make a deeper commitment. I'm going to get closer to God. I'm going to fast more. I'm going to pray with fervency. I'm going to read. I'm going to study. I'm going to go in deeper with God in spite of what the devil wants to do. He's calling you today to fight in a place that nobody can see. I'm not just talking about because you're in your room all by yourself, but I'm talking about war in a place that's not touchable with human hands. I'm talking about war that you can't do any other way than getting in the spirit. Come on, somebody got to hear me today. There's a type of war that is beyond the realm of humanity, that is beyond the realm, and that's the kind of war we have to engage in if we're going to make it through. The kind of warfare that we're up against cannot be fought with flesh and blood. You can't punch your way out of it. You can't shoot your way out of it. You can't scream your way out of it. You can't fight your way out of it. But you gotta pray and you gotta fast through it. It's spiritual warfare. Jesus said, this kind. We're not talking about just some other thing. This is spiritual wickedness in high places. We've got to fight that warfare. I'm not playing around tonight. I'm not just speaking things just to take up some time. But we've got to fight in a place that maybe you've never done before. Maybe you've never been there before. But tonight, we're not just talking about we're going to leave this house and feel good because we touched God in the service. But you're making a commitment that goes beyond this church service. You're making a commitment right now before God that goes beyond tonight. I'm going to engage in that warfare. There are no bystanders. There is nobody who can take a sideline position. I don't care how apathetic you might be. If you are in a spirit of apathy, you've already chosen a side. But I've come to wake you up tonight. I come to stir you tonight that behind a veil, right in front of your face, is a warfare that you can't ignore. It will find you sooner or later. So you better take the offensive while you still have the chance. I've come to tell you tonight, it will blindside you and you will backslide without realizing it, because you've got to be on the offensive. I don't want to take too much more time, but I want to double down on that tonight. I am telling you, apathy is one step away from backsliding. I'm telling you, taking a position of neutrality is one step away from walking away from God. You've got to take an offensive position tonight and say, I will be a good soldier. I'm not going to be entangled with the things of this world. I can't afford to be tied up in all of the things that want to pull me away and distract my mind. I've got to be sold out. I've got to be fighting. Come on, somebody lift your hands. I'm talking to somebody tonight. I'm talking to all of us in this house. It's time to take a position on the offensive. It's time to take a position. I'm telling you, apathy is not good enough. Let me tell you who's not apathetic. The devil is not apathetic. He wakes up and cares about your children more than sometimes we think to in our conscious mind. He cares. I'm telling you, I could read some statistics tonight that I researched just before church of all of the children in this world who've been taken away from their families. Orphans have been ripped away from people and trafficked around the globe. You mean to tell me that the devil is not on the offensive? I've come to tell you just the opposite. He wants to kill, literally steal and destroy. You've come too late to tell me I'm just going to sit back. That's just not my personality. That's just not the way I do things. Well, you better start, because it could be you next. It could be your family next. You need to hit your knees and pray. I got a burden in my spirit tonight. Oh, God. Oh, God. I cannot sit idly by. I cannot sit idly by and watch people go from on fire to not caring anymore. I don't care what building we're in. It's not important. It doesn't matter. You gotta care about this. It's heaven and it's hell. And sometimes in the meantime, it can become torturous. But you've got to pray. You've got to find yourself. I didn't come tonight to make you paranoid. I didn't come tonight to make you scared of every shadow. But let me tell you, there may not be a devil behind every bush, but there's a lot more out there than people want to recognize. There's a lot more spiritual activity than people want to recognize. Everything's a joke. Everything can be made light of. I've come to preach against that spirit tonight. It is time. It's beyond time to take this thing seriously. It's beyond time to get serious about the things of God. Somebody begin to pray in this house. Pray as long as you need to tonight. I'm not going to formally dismiss you. But come on, make some prayer tonight for Mateo. He's hurt in the hospital. He's in the emergency room right now. He's got a burn from some scalding coffee that was spilt on him. Somebody begin to pray for him. Somebody pray for those who aren't here tonight. Pray for those who are sick. Pray for those who are struggling. Pray for yourselves. Pray for your children. Pray for your family. Pray for those who are backslid and cold in their spirit. Pray, pray, pray. Pray, pray, pray. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
feel like saying one more thing tonight. First of all, we do need to keep Mateo in prayers. I was just informed that he has second-degree burns. They're bandaging it, and they're recommending him to an orthopedic surgeon as well to have his shoulder looked at to see if he needs surgery or not. So we need to keep that them, the Cannonoses, and Mateo in your prayers. But also, for the sake of balance, it's not all bad. There is victory. I don't want to leave tonight people in a half depression about the state of the church. You got to be aware of the problem. If you go through life naive, you just get blindsided. You're still going to get hit. Okay? You got to be aware of what's going on. You can be prepared. You can pray. You can do things that you need to do to help prevent and to help bring the church through. That's all good. But at the end of it all, we win. Tonight, the purpose of this message, or whatever you want to call it, exhortation, is to make us aware we are in a battle. We cannot act like we're not. We cannot act like we just come and live through a Sunday, euphoria and just, oh, God is good, and leave. Let me tell you, the charismatic church can get away with that because they're not the enemy of the devil. We cannot. We cannot. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. The Bible says that no matter what weapon the enemy would form, it shall not prosper. We win. We win. As long as we stay aware of the fight and stay in the fight, we win the fight. That's all we have to do. If we're fighting, we're going to win. The moment we start to lose is when we back away, when we let go. Woe, the Bible says, unto them that are at ease in Zion. We've got to be vigilant. The Bible says sober and vigilant, because your adversary is as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. But if you're vigilant, if you're prayed up, if you're in the Word of God, if you're living right, walking right, doing right, you do not have to fear what the enemy can do to you. You do not have to fear what the enemy can do to you. If people are falling away, it's not because they were spiritual. Somebody needs to understand that tonight. That's the key. If people are falling, I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what perception they were putting off. They were not obviously doing everything that they needed to be doing. They had put up a really good mask and it worked for you. But the devil knew, hey, there's something I can get to them on. They left an opening. We need to be shot. We need to be armed with the armament of the Holy Ghost. We need to have the armor of God from head to toe. We need to be vigilant. And if we stay prayed up, there's nothing that can come against us. We're going to have revival. We're going to win. We're going to see God do great things. We're going to get in this building and the next one beyond that, and we're going to have a great revival. If you believe that tonight, let's clap our hands as we're done tonight. Let's begin to praise God. Let's worship him. Let's praise him for what he's going to do. Praise him for miracles that we have yet to see that are waiting in the wings. God is going to do great things. Hallelujah. I don't have the announcements, but you know when church is. And if you don't, ask somebody. Follow the Instagram. Do something. If you're not on social media, I mean, I think all of you have been here a couple times. So invite somebody to church. Bring somebody to the house of God on Sunday. And those of you that are working, be faithful to work. And let's have revival in Jesus' name. You're dismissed.